Hi, this is Dr. Leung, dictation dictating for patient. Last name is Milano, M-I-L-A-N-O. First name is Kevin. Their visit is January 20th, 2026. Next year, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up. He did not remember the exact date. First up, he thinks it's between 2003 and 2004. First up, a patient was in Fort Irwin, I-R-W-I-N. First up, patient was in at the training base. First up, a patient tells me that he stepped on a rock, comma, twisted his ankle, comma, and he fell down and hit a metal conex, C-O-N-N-E-X. First up, a patient tells me that hit the back of the head. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, patient does not know how long he was out of consciousness. First up, he was on. He does not remember how long he was out of consciousness. First up, when he woke up, a patient have severe pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that he was continuing his simulation of a riot. First up, a patient did not go to the doctor immediately. First up, however, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation for many days. First up, next breath, a patient tells me that he currently has significant headaches. First up, he has migraine headache symptoms. First up, he has it on an everyday basis. First up, patient's memory loss. First up, he's got memory issues. First up, patient's cognitive issues. First up, patient's anger problems. First up, patient is very inflexible. First up, patient's difficulty to follow direction. First up, patient's difficulty following conversations. First up, patient's difficulty to make friends. Next paragraph. Patient is currently not working. First up, he tells me that his symptoms are affecting him to get a job. First up, patient is not able to hold a job because his various symptoms. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that between 2003 and 2004, comma, patient. Had an injury at Fort Irwin, he stepped on a rock and fell down and hit the head. The first patient had complete loss of consciousness. The first patient did not remember how long he was out of consciousness. The first patient tells me that they were in a simulation of a riot. The first however, patient, when he woke up, he had severe headache, confusion, and disorientation. First up, since then, he has significant chronic headaches. The first up, he's got memory issues. The first up, he's got cognitive issues. The first up, he's got anger issues. The first up, patient has become very inflexible. First up, patient is difficult to follow directions and conversations. Patient tells me that he also had another injury in 2003 and 2004, comma, which somebody hit him with a metal pipe, above the right eyebrow. First up, he did not lose consciousness that time. First up, however, patient tells me that he needed stitches at that time. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the head injury in Fort Irwin, he fell down and hit the back of the head, resulted in loss of consciousness, followed by a severe head pain, confusion, disorientation, and memory loss. First up, it is my opinion that that was a traumatic brain injury. First up, there was a head injury followed by a headache, confusion, disorientation. First up, even today, he's still having significant chronic head pain, headaches, memory issues, cognitive issues, anger issues. First up, it is my opinion that these symptoms are from his traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of dictation.
Okay. Hey, good job.